A's host the Giants with Paul Blackburn on the mound for Oakland on Monday. He starts for Sonny Gray, who was traded to the Yankees for three prospects prior to the non-waiver deadline. We'll pick things up in the fourth inning with the game tied at two.
1-1 the count on Moncrief. He grounds one back up the middle. Knocked down behind second base by Semien. His throw to first is late. Crawford scores, and it is 3-2 San Francisco. Wong up to second base. Moncrief gets his first big league RBI.
And Contos from the stretch. And now the 1-1 pitch, here it is. And Marcus hits a deep drive into center. Span going back. Span at the track, right to the wall. He will watch a grand slam to center field by Marcus Semien. That jumps the A's in front in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 6-3 Athletic.
On the edge of the outfield is Lowry, the second baseman. And the 1-1 fastball looped into left center field, and that's going to drop for a hit. That will score a run. It's a one-run game. On his way to third base is Span as Hernandez scores. Bell drives in his 48th, and the Giants battle back and now make it a 6-5 game. And Hendricks back with a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the slider. And that closes out Posey and the Giants in the seventh.
Now here's the stretch. And Strickland ready with the bases loaded. Healy, it's a shot, one up and a left base hit. One runner's in. Here's Pinder around third. The throw to the plate is not going to be in time. It's a two-run base hit to left by Healy. The A's get a cushion, and they take an 8-5 lead.
And that is your final in the series opener. Paul Blackburn allows 5 runs over 6 1/3, but that's good enough to get the victory. Blake Treinen gets his first save in an A's uniform, and Marcus Semien's 4 RBIs tie a career high. The A's have now won 3 straight games. Their record stands at 47-59 for the year. Here's their skipper, Bob Melvin.
Yeah, there's certain at-bats that are a little more prevalent in the game, and that was the biggest one. I mean, we had some good at-bats to get him to that spot. Certainly Raj, you know, getting a hit and kind of getting a little momentum going. And then, you know, with nowhere to go, with the bases loaded, looking for a ball you can handle. And he got one, put a good swing on it.
Bob, I know you guys ended up getting some insurance runs there at the end. But yeah. When Hendricks struck out Posey, I mean, that seems like it was a huge moment in the game.
There's no doubt. And it's, you know, there's nowhere to go right there. I mean, you got to go after him. And, you know, he's arguably one of the best hitters, is one of the best hitters in baseball, and was having a good game leading up to that point. So that was a huge at bat, and, you know, threw some good pitches. Obviously had pretty good velocity to get him start his bat a little bit early, but it's a situation we don't want to be in with Posey up at the plate, that's for sure. I thought he was good again. I mean, they got him. You got some base runners a little bit on him, and then toward the end maybe tired a little bit, but continues to give us 6+, continues to leave with a lead, and he seems like the type of guy that pitches kind of how the game's going. So, yeah, I mean, we're not scoring a lot of runs. Earlier he's pitched kind of to that score. When we've scored some runs, he's kind of pitched to that score, but maybe not the best we've seen him today, but, again, leaves the game. We have a lead again. Yeah. Right. He's developing. You know, we brought him in. I wouldn't say it's a spot start, but to see what we had, and we're going to do a little bit of that this year with some of our younger guys. And, you know, we saw him very little in spring training, and certainly not for an extended outing like that. But the way he has pitched has kept himself here.
No, you make a lot out of playing well in front of big crowds and put a lot of emphasis on this series too. What does it mean to come out and play well, especially on a day when you see a guy like Sonny gets traded and everything?
Yeah. No, it was. That was important for, you know, and I think really the distraction of, to an extent, of the day was mitigated by the crowd and playing against these guys. You know, we don't get too many crowds like that on a Monday night. So, you know, when you do lose a couple of guys like Sonny and Rosie, to be able to go out and have that kind of atmosphere, I think kind of gets you past that, at least during the course of the game, and certainly motivates you. It's not tough to get up when you're playing these guys and playing in front of a crowd like that.
Yeah, Healy has been doing pretty well offensively the last 3 days after lengthy slump. Can you talk about him and the importance of a base of the night and the changing complexion of the game?
Yeah, once you go from a one-run lead to a three-run lead, at least you have a little margin for error. If you walk a guy, you know, as a ninth-inning guy, and it's a one-run game, you really have no margin for error. So that was a big hit. You know, he has been swinging the bat a little bit better. Everybody's going to go through some struggles over the course of the season, but it seems like in the biggest at-bats, he really fights hard and comes up with good at-bats. Right. Anytime we play these guys, it's different. And that's what I told them before the game. I mean, it's you throw it out when you're playing the Giants. Now, you know, they're usually contending. This is a little bit of a down year for them. But, you know, we don't get too many packed houses here in that kind of atmosphere. And that usually means the Giants are in town. So especially for our younger guys, they need to know what it means to play these guys and what it's all about. And, you know, they got a good taste of that tonight.
Another dominant outing from the bullpen. That's now three straight games. They're having a lot of run. What can you say about that group?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday, you know, you don't expect that kind of performance yesterday. You know, we gave up a couple hits and gave up some runs, maybe not their runs. You know, Daniel gave up a couple of hits to their guys. But once you turn it over to the bullpen, you know, it's their job to, you know, when you have a lead, to get you back inside with, you know, with the win. So it's good. The last couple of days have been really good for, you know, what is a little bit of a depleted bullpen for us from where we were earlier in the season.
Marcus Semien goes 2-for-5 with a grand slam, which was the second of his career, and it put the Athletics ahead for good.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, packed house. I was talking to KD about that. We wish we could play in front of that more because it really gets us going. You know, it was electric, especially after the grand slam there. It was awesome.
Forget about the grand slam. What was it like catching the first pitch from Klay Thompson? And you're a big basketball fan. What was that like?
It was cool. It was good to see Klay. I'm real happy for him. He's had a great career. And, you know, I go way back with his brother, Trace, in the minor league, so it's good to reminisce with him.
The form wasn't bad. I mean, just look at the highlights. I mean, he looks like he's, you know, he played catch with his brother a few times, right?
No, it was perfect. Four-seamer right down the middle. So it was great.
All right, let's get to your grand slam. George Contos, you're the first guy he faces. First pitch breaking ball. And then are you saying, you know what? I think he's coming back with a fastball because he threw a ball. And when you look at the highlights, you'll see it. It was right down the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly thought he was coming back with the cutter, and I just reacted, you know, trying to get something up. You know, his cutter and his slider, they all go down. So I was just trying to see the ball up there, and I got a mistake.
You get a mistake, but how much do you concentrate? That ball to left center, so you kind of stay in closed a little bit. But how much do you concentrate on trying not to roll over on a pitch? They're looking for a ground ball double play to get out of the inning. How much do you think about up the middle, react as you did, but thinking the biggest part of the ballpark?
Yeah, I mean, we try and work on that every day in BP. Try and do, you know, round two of BP is all about execution. So you want to use a big part of the field, get the ball in the air, get something up in the zone. And I was fortunate to do all of that and more.
Hey, Marcus, all this talk about the trade deadline, I know you players follow it. We all follow it. Sonny Gray gets traded. What is the feeling in the clubhouse on a day like today when a guy that you've known for a long time has been with the A's for quite a while and he gets traded?
Yeah, I mean, we were still ready to go today, just excited to play, but we were really sad to lose Sonny, but really looking forward to watching him play and pitch in the postseason, too.
You know, on a personal, from your standpoint, to miss as much time as you did, and we've talked about this before, how comfortable are you getting now? Because you're still facing pitchers in midseason form. You're starting to come back, swing the bat so much better, actually, after having the surgery. But how are you feeling to the point now that you feel comfortable every time you go to the plate?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a constant battle. You know, we work on our swing every day, but sometimes it just doesn't go our way. But if you trust your work every day in the Cade and out here in BP and be prepared, then, you know, that's all we can do and give it all the effort we can.
The A's continue their series against the Bay Area rival Giants on Tuesday. Sean Manaea will make the start at the Coliseum.